Chapter 15. The Last Night. Nazneen ran all the way to Brick Lane. But when she finally reached it, a row of police vans was in her way. Many policemen stood in a line, preventing her from entering.
"Let me through," said Nazneen.
"The street is closed, madam. Go back."
"I have to find my daughter."
The policeman ignored her and looked straight ahead, as if she had not spoken. What was happening in Brick Lane? It was dark and it was late. The march should be over.
"Why can't I go through?" said Nazneen. "My daughter is in the Shalimar Cafe."
The policeman shook his head.
"No, madam, we cleared everyone out. There are only the waiters and restaurant owners left. If your daughter isn't one of the ones making trouble, then she has gone home. You should do the same."
But Nazneen knew that Shahana would not be at home. She was running away. And if she had seen a policeman coming to stop her or take her home, she would have hidden. A white couple came up to the policeman and asked something. They wanted curry. While the policeman spoke to them, Nazneen quietly moved behind him and into Brick Lane. She kept close to the walls and shadows. Further up the street, she saw another line of policemen, this time holding clear plastic shields. A police car was in the middle of the road. It was empty, and its doors were open. A group of boys were pushing it. They pushed it right over. Suddenly, there was noise everywhere. Someone shouted, "Bengal tigers!" A tall, dark shape smashed the windows of the police car with a stick. Someone else threw something inside. From behind bins, out of doorways, and around corners, more and more people appeared. Nazneen ran past the car. Someone in white was on the ground by the back wheel. It was the black man from the Bengal Tigers meetings. He was praying. Nazneen ran towards the car. She pulled his arm.
"Please," she said, "get up."
"I'm praying to God to save all these boys. Can't get up now."
"Are you mad? Get up!"
Somehow, she pulled him up and they ran down the road. When she turned, she saw the car was a ball of fire. The black man started praying again. Nazneen left him. The Shalimar Cafe was still a lot further up the street. Nazneen realized it was a riot. Yet there were no white people here. These boys were fighting themselves. Things flew through the air. Empty bottles, full cans, a rock, a chair. A bottle smashed at Nazneen's feet. She ran again. But suddenly, she was not sure which way the cafe was. The air was smoky and it was hard to see. Shop alarms were ringing and she could smell burning. She kept going. She saw someone standing alone in the middle of the road. It was the questioner.
"Brothers, why are you fighting each other? The world is watching," he called.
Out of the dark, a journalist ran up to him, and a white man with a camera followed her. Nazneen kept moving. A boy ran into the road ahead of her. Within seconds, five others jumped on him and he fell to the ground. Another three jumped on top. Then waiters came out of a nearby restaurant, kitchen knives in hand. Everyone was screaming and shouting. The boys got up and ran off. Nazneen saw another burning car and a crowd of people running. She began to hope that Shahana was anywhere else but here. Then someone caught her around the chest and pulled her into a doorway. It was Kareem.
What are you doing here?
He looked very angry.
Go home.
Nazneen could hardly breathe.
Shahana, I think she's here.
The anger left his eyes.
Tell me.
He understood quickly and helped her move up the street.
What is happening?
She asked as they passed broken shop windows.
That boy got out of hospital today. You know, the one that got stabbed. This is revenge, and then revenge for the revenge. And it's not even about that anymore. Put anything in front of them now, and they'll fight it. A police car, a shop window, anything.
They reached the Shalimar Cafe. The lights were off, and it looked empty.
But then she saw them, holding hands, pressed against the back wall.
She banged on the glass and shouted,
Shahana, it's me. I'm here.
Shahana was taking a bath, and Bibi was keeping an eye on her. Chanu and Nazneen were in the sitting room. Chanu could not stop talking. He talked over the television, where the questioner's face could be seen.
This is what we leave behind. Of course Shahana was worried, and it's not surprising that she decided to run away. But think of where we are going.
Nazneen looked at her husband. He smiled at her as he talked. He could not stop talking because he knew what she was going to say.
It's very close to the time, she began. He kept smiling.
I know. How exciting. Shall we check the tickets and the passports again? We'll check them again at the airport, and then we will get on the plane and...
I'm sorry I didn't say this before. Nazneen looked at her hands.
Chanu stood up and turned off the television.
When we get our house, your sister will come to live with us. Would you like that? Of course you would. Back with Hasina.
She stood up and went to him. She lifted her hand and placed it on his cheek. He kissed it very gently.
All these years, he said quietly, I dreamed of going home a big man. Only now, when it's nearly finished for me, I realize what is important. As long as I have my family with me, my wife, my daughters, I am as strong as any man alive.
He rested his head on her shoulder. She put her arms around him.
What do you mean, big man? She whispered in his ear.
Sadness filled every inch of her.
That is not why I love you. There's more to you than that.
He was crying.
You'll come with me then?
No,
she breathed. She looked into his face.
I can't go with you, she said.
I can't stay, said Chanu.
And they held each other tightly. Their sadness became a part of their breath and bones. It would stay with them for the rest of their lives. Chanu called his daughters.
There has been a change of plan. He rubbed his face. I think, and your mother agrees, that the three of you should come later.
He cleared his throat.
I'll go on ahead now to clear the road.
The girls looked at Nazneen and saw that it was true. Shahana went to her father and put her arms around him.
But who will cook for you, Abba?
Chanu smiled.
Don't you know I am a better cook than your mother?
He began to rearrange his bags.
Be good, girls. Do as your mother tells you. Finish your homework every night. Don't waste time on television. Read Tagore.
Don't think that there's anything you're not good enough for. Remember that?
He stopped.
Yes, well, that should be enough for now.
That night, Nazneen could not sleep. She went to the kitchen and began to cook.
We're hungry as well, said Shahana.
The girls came in and began to help.
When will we go to Dhaka? Said Bibi.
We don't have to go, do we, Amma? Said Shahana.
What about Abba? Said Bibi quickly. We can't just leave him on his own.
I bet he comes back, said Shahana. And he'll be a lot happier.
So are we not going, Amma?
Just wait and... Nazneen stopped herself. We'll talk about it, and we'll decide what to do. Staying or going, we three decide.